Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. Good afternoon, radio friends. I hope you enjoyed the broadcast yesterday as we featured a great man of God, Brother Curtis Barbary. Yesterday on our broadcast, I had invited him to come up for homecoming on August the 20th of 2023. And Brother Barbary come up and preach for us at the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. And he is 89 years old, and we're thankful for the Lord. This is going to be part two of the message that he began yesterday. And before we get started, I just want to take a moment and just say I thank God for some old-timey, Holy Ghost-filled men of God still left in our generation. I thank the Lord for them, amen. And I'm thankful that I've got to be raised here in the mountains around some great men of God right here in the Bible Belt. Many people today have never heard some of these great men of God. And if you know of a great man of God, I tell you what, you need to get him to come preach for you. You can learn a lot. You can glean a lot from them, amen. And it'll bless their soul, amen, to get to preach. But we appreciate Dr. Barbary, and what a blessing he is to us. I remember him preaching so many times at Hoopers Creek. My grandfather, Dr. Lawrence Rhodes, would call him up, and he would come and he would preach for us there at the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. This is going to be part two of the message. He's speaking about heaven, and you can tell in his voice and in his speech there, he just can't wait to go. Hope it's a blessing as you listen today.
I want to go to heaven to thank him for being so good to me. I've lived such a fast life that a lot of folks got out of here, and I didn't have the privilege to talk to them and tell them what was a blessing to me. Such preachers as my own pastor, Harold B. Seidler, Buck Huntley, your pastor, Brother Rhodes, and Joe Parsons and Percy Ray, and Vance Havender. I've had the privilege to have some of the best preachers that ever lived to put their arm around me. And I've had privilege to preach with them and know them and love them and be loved by them. And I want to see them. I want to see some of those old prophets of God that gave us pictures of God and of the things of God in the Word of God, because God spoke to them in inspiration by the Holy Spirit and gave it to us. I want to see them. I want to see my dad and my mother. I want to see my dear wife. Yes, sir. That's my hope. That's my assurance. That one day, praise God, just like I wanted to come back up here and see you, you old mountain codgers. I love it. I love you. I love it. Praise God. And I want to go see those people over there. I want to see a great-grandfather. I had a great-grandfather. It was a Baptist man and a deacon in a Baptist church, and my people tell me that he loved Jesus. And I was born in the mill village of Simpsonville, South Carolina. You know lint heads. You know what a lint head is? Anybody know what a lint head is? There's one old lint head over there. A lint head is a wise group of people that God made. No, a lint head was the folks that people looked down on back in those days. But I was born on a cotton mill village. I was born at home. Somebody said, Brother Barbary, how come you born at home? I said, I wanted to be close to my mother. And up the street a little ways from where we live, four or five houses, was my great-grandfather Barbary that lived up there. And my mother told me this after I'd been preaching for 25 years. She said, I got something to tell you. Said, when you was born, said, your great-grandfather came down a few days after you was born to see the baby. And said, when he came in, he took you in his arms. And he walked around the room a little bit, and he turned back toward me and said, Jesse, this is the Baptist preacher that I've been praying that God would put in the Barbary family. I want to see my great-grandpa and say thank you for praying for me, because I loved every minute of being a Baptist preacher. Being God's preacher. I don't care about the Baptist much, but being God's preacher. Can you think of that? I was prayed into this. Hallelujah. So I want to go to see those people. Don't you? Won't that be a time? I want to go to heaven to watch the presentation. The Bible says there's going to be a presentation up there called the judgment seat of Christ. And the Bible says all of God's people will work for God, and you'll do good works or bad works. And we're going to be judged according to what the works are. And when we stand there, there's going to be regrets, just as sure as we stand there. And there'll be rewards, too, for those who faithfully serve the Lord. I want to stand way back over there somewhere and watch them as they come up and get their reward. I pastored first church I pastored in Casey, South Carolina, near Columbia, or in Columbia. And I had a little lady when I was going to college that stood out the front. I'd stand at the front door and shake hands with the people. And when she'd come out every Sunday and shake hands with me, she'd put a piece of money in my hand, a bill. And I'd get away and look at it, and it was a dollar bill. Her name was Myers, Mark. And I said to her one day, I said, Sister Mark, she is a widow woman and lived on Social Security. And back in those days in the 50s, it didn't mean much. And I said to her one Sunday, I said, Sister Mark, you keep the dollar. You need it more than I do. I'll get by. And she started crying. And she said, Preacher, I've been praying that God would help you with college and help you with your family and so on. And said, the Lord impressed me to give you a dollar every Sunday. She said, I know I won't pay much of your bills, but it'll buy you a hamburger and a Pepsi Cola on the way to school. I want to stand at the judgment seat. Woo! And watch Sister Myrick come up and get her reward. It's going to be something. Brother Billy Graham said so one time, said a lot of the, one of these news commentators was interviewing him. He said, Mr. Graham, you must expect when you get to heaven, you're going to have a big reward. And for all the people you've preached to, the more people, you preach to more people than any other preacher living or dead. Billy Graham said, not really. Said, when I get up at the judgment seat, the Lord's going to tell me and preachers like me who had the privilege to go to schools and preach to multitudes of people, you stand over there for a while. And said, the people's going to come up that a lot of people didn't even know the name. Said, back in North Carolina where I live near Monterey, said there's a lot of little bitty churches with 30, 40, 50 people, and there's preachers pastoring them that didn't get to go to school, wasn't all that educated, but they've loved God's people and preached to them. And when they come up to the judgment seat, God's going to give them a great reward. Boy, I believe that. I believe that just as sure as I'm standing here. I look out here and I see some of you old saints. I'm glad to see y'all. Y'all ain't glad to see me. But bless God, I'm going to eat you fried chicken and enjoy this day. But I see you, and here's what I want to say. Some of you have been faithful to this church. You've hung in here through thick and thin. You've given, prayed, and come. And I want to tell you, when you get to the judgment seat of Christ, God's going to reward you because of your faithfulness to his house. Yes, sir. I want to stand and watch that presentation. And then when I get to heaven, I'm going to join the praise crowd. I've preached to sour-looking, dead-looking Baptist for nearly 70 years. But I read in chapter 4 and 5 of Revelation that when we get up there, praise God, even all those angelic creatures and all those prophets and all those apostles and all the saints that's been washed in the blood are going to say, hallelujah, worthy is the Lamb that gave his life to redeem us from sin. I'm going to join the praise crowd. Now, not all of us have to holler and hoop, and I just can't help it sometimes. But you praise God in your heart. You ought to praise God, brother. You ought to be a praise in your heart. You say, well, I don't feel like it. The Bible didn't say feel like it. It says to praise God. If some of you would start praising a little more, you wouldn't look so sour. And you wouldn't feel so bad. Amen, Brother Barber. That's good preaching. Help yourself. So I want to join the praise crowd when I get up there. Another thing. When I get up there, I want to thank the person of Jesus Christ for saving me by his grace. I'm going to see him face to face. You think about that, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. I'm going to be able to see him. I didn't see him when he came down here the first time. I've seen him in the Word picture in the book of his birth, of his life, of his death, of his betrayal, of how they slew him and he hung on a cross, put him in a tomb, came out the third day. And went back to glory. But I've not seen him yet. But I'm going to see him. I want to thank him for what he did for me. Saved us by his wonderful grace. I read that the elders that God had given crowns to in heaven carried those crowns over and laid them down at his feet. And when I get up here, I want to get down on my knees and on my face. And I want to praise him for saving me by his grace. Oh, hallelujah. I want to thank the person who saved me. When I get up there, I want to see you. I ran across this day, it kind of blessed my heart, if I can find it. Little hymn or little song. It says this, I want to stroll over heaven with you. Oh, if I survey all the good things that come to me from above, if I count all the blessings from the storehouse of love, I'd only ask for the favor of him beyond mortal king. And I'm sure he'd grant it again and again. And the favor is this. I want to stroll over heaven with you and you and you and you. I want to stroll over heaven with all of you. When we get up there, what a time that's going to be.
That's about all the time that we have for the broadcast today. And right after this, Brother Barbary got us all up and he had us grab each other by the hand. And we walked around the sanctuary and we were just taking a stroll over heaven. Almost like what it's going to be like one of these days when we get to heaven. And we're going to look for our loved ones and try to find them. And we're going to get with them. Amen. And we're going to stroll over heaven one of these days with our friends and our loved ones. Can't wait. Can't wait for that day. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.